We here in Rochester have had a very mild winter so far.
So far, so good. Not Buffalo so much, but
Right, but here it's been pretty mild.
Yeah.
But not elsewhere around the world.
No,
because this week, over in Russia, in a city called Yakutsk.
Oh, that's
the word I wrote up there.
Yakutsk.
Yes.
That's it.
Temperatures have plunged to minus 58 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
During an abnormally long cold snap.
I will say.
Now, that area of the world is very, very, very cold normally, but this is abnormally long cold snap for them, even.
It's not going to help tourism, that's for sure.
Right, right. So the city of Yakutsk is located about 280 miles south of the Arctic Circle. Fueled by the mining industry, the city has become one of Russia's most rapidly growing regional cities with a population of just over 355,000 people.
Miserable people. I'm going to say that. Miserable people.
Yeah. So the city was founded in 1632.
Wow.
The city and its surrounding region served as a place of exile for Russian revolutionaries in the mid-17th century.
That's right.
Due to its severe climate, the government of the Russian Empire considered the area to be a prison without bars.
It sounds minus almost 60 degrees. It sounds like that.
Yes. However, today, the city is a major port on the Lena River, one of the three rivers that flow into the Arctic Ocean.
Is it flowing, though, at minus 60 degrees?
No, it's probably pretty frozen.
You're walking across it, you're skating
into
town. Yeah.
So the average annual temperature in Yakutsk is 17 degrees. That's the average temperature.
Fahrenheit. That's cold.
Winter high temperatures are consistently well below freezing, and the record low is negative 83.9 degrees.
I'm going to move there and open a
You can go outside when it's that cold out.
I want to move there and open a Burlington coat factory.
There you go.
I would kill it.
Do gangbusters. Yeah.
Everybody.
So that makes it the coldest city in the world.
I hope so.
It's also the largest city located in continuous permafrost.
Wow.
And it has the coldest winter temperatures for any city its size or larger on Earth. Yeah.
You don't work for happy ice up there. That's not a good work.
So although winters are extremely cold and long, Yakutsk has never recorded a temperature above freezing between November 10th and March 14th.
Wow.
Their summers are sunny, warm, and occasionally hot, with daily maximum temperatures exceeding 86 degrees.
Talk about
a temperature swing.
86
degrees? Yeah, we think we have temperature swings here, but that's pretty wild.
How could it possibly be that warm that far north?
The seasonal temperature differences for the region are the greatest in the world. The highest temperature recorded there was 101 degrees
in
July of 2011.
My golly.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So the primary economic activity there stems from mining activities, particularly coal, gold, and diamonds, with many mining companies having set up their headquarters there.
Yeah.
The area exported $5.55 billion in 2021, and mines in the area produce a fifth of the world's diamonds.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Now, gold is another hot commodity in the region where mining operations are so large that they can be seen from space.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So Yakutsk has all the features of any other mid-sized city, even though it's freezing.
Really?
There are several theaters and museums, a public transportation system that functions year-round, and an increasingly vibrant film industry.
You're kidding.
Many houses there are built on stilts, and if they're not, the heat from the building thaws the permafrost beneath it, causing the structure to sink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And the people there wear very fluffy and fuzzy clothing, and to cope with the extremely cold weather, they shelter indoors, which is believed to reduce their increase in winter mortality rates compared to winter in milder regions of the world.
Wow.
And I was watching a video of people that live there, and they were saying right now they have to dress like a cabbage in layers.
Dress like a cabbage.
Like a cabbage in layers. Lots and lots of layers.
Were there anybody smiling in this video?
They didn't. It was hard to tell because their faces were pretty covered.
I bet they were.
Yep.
I bet they were. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Yakutsk, did
you?
Yeah,
so we're going to play Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
You got that right. Colder than ice, Sarah.
That's right.
Cold as dry ice. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, Foreigners Cold as Ice. Sarah, dear reminders, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the city of Yakutsk in Russia, where they are currently in an abnormally long cold snap, even for them. And it's negative 58 degrees Fahrenheit this week.
Did they get a lot of snow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, Yakutsk is the coldest city in the world.
The record low in Yakutsk is 83.9 degrees.
And the area produces a fifth of the world's diamonds.
Wait, did I read that wrong?
What?
Did I say negative?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll derivate it afterwards. Okay. Mm-hmm. Minus 83.9 degrees, lowest temperature. That's cold.
That is.
At what point does your blood freeze inside your body?
I don't know, but I did read something else that said they can't wear glasses or else they'll just freeze to their face.
Oh, geez.
When it's that cold out.
A lot of blind people up around
that
part.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
That's rough.
Freeze right to your face?
I guess.
You know, if you blow dry your hair in the morning, you really want to make sure you get it completely dry.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, just instantaneous, you would hear it just crystallize.
Yeah, you would.
Jeez, it's crazy. All right. Folks want to learn more about Yakutsk. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Yeah. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Well, it sounds like a beautiful, picturesque city. I couldn't help but notice.
It is kind of pretty. It is very pretty.
You did say that they shoot movies up there?
Yeah, there's apparently a film industry up there.
Like movies that I would see or like Russian movies, propaganda pieces?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It didn't specify.
This is where we will send you if you speak out. That kind of
right,
that kind
probably,
of
maybe.
Film?
I don't know.
All right. Wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much. Back again tomorrow, fresh episode.
Absolutely.
4:10. We look forward to that. Ed Smith along with traffic. Glenn Medeiros, Cool on the Gang. Josh Nichols forecast. It's going to be quite a bit warmer than Yakutsk here on Legends 102.7. Thankfully is right.